everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Roadmap Relaunch. We're your hosts, Ryan and Becca. This is the premier podcast created for field service pros to help you grow your business, stay on top of the latest trends, and help you provide even more value to the communities that you serve. So today, we're actually talking to two special guests that are here to talk about how to overcome hiring shortages by looking at an especially talented group, America's Veterans. So the Trade Warriors program from Train does exactly that, and we are excited to welcome two individuals who have played special roles within this program. Andrew and Crystal, welcome to the Profit Roadmap. How are you guys today?
Wonderful. Thanks for having us.
Doing great. Appreciate you having us.
Welcome. Anytime. Thanks for being here. All right, guys. So you guys are both out of Raleigh, right?
Right.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
And then Crystal, you're with Train.
Right. I'm with Train Technologies. I've been with Train Technologies for just over 20 years. I spent the first 15 years in various levels of customer support, sales organizations, and then as a sales leader. And then I've spent about 5 years focused on marketing and dealer customer experience.
Awesome.
I've known Andrew for about, 18 years?
Yes. Yep. It is. Yep.
Just a man. You guys go way back. And Andrew, tell us a bit about yourself.
So I started out about 32 years ago in the HVAC industry, ground floor, as an apprentice. Worked my way up to technician, supervisor, service manager, and about 15 years ago, partnered up with two really good friends of mine to open Modern Mechanical here in Raleigh, and I've been on the owner's side here for the last 15 years.
That's awesome. You guys use Field Edge at Modern Mechanical, right?
We do. We are on January was the start of our third year on Field Edge, which was a big undertaking here. I'm a dinosaur when it comes to technology. There's no question about it. And we were drug out of the paper realm into technology. I learned about cloud and all this other stuff I had no idea existed, and I can tell you, as the start of our third year, it's one of the best things we've done here at Modern Mechanical. And Field Edge has been very good to us, and I've learned a lot. I've come a long way technically, not by accident, but because I had to survive with the new technology presented to us.
So. Well, hey man, that's awesome. We love to have members on the show. I'm glad we're doing well for you there. Crystal, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Could you tell us a little bit about how the Trade Warriors program works?
Sure. So a former Train Comfort Specialist dealer of mine came and brought this idea to me a few years ago. He had sold his business and partnered with a instructor from Wake Tech, one of the leading community colleges in our area, and formed a training program that really focused on hands-on training. You know, technicians want to work in the field with their hands. And so the training that they'd been seeing had been death by PowerPoint. And so they had been approached by Fort Bragg. And Fort Bragg has some programs. They're called transition services programs that are career scale programs. So they're helping their soldiers as they transition out of the military find new roles and new careers. And Fort Bragg had a few other courses in new construction, electronics, or electricians, and then auto body, but they did not have an HVAC program. So we created it in partnership with Right Tech Training, in which we We recruit soldiers as they are transitioning out of the military about 6 months between 6 months, 3 months prior to their leaving. The military excuses them from their active duties and then continues to compensate them accordingly while they attend an 8-week hands-on, very hands-on training course in which they get, I think it's 300 hours of college credits. And in North Carolina, it's 1,000 hours towards their license when they graduate the class. And then in the meantime, we are recruiting dealers that are in the areas that these soldiers want to move to. So I want to be clear, it's not just in North Carolina. They could be moving to San Diego or Des Moines, Iowa, and we are matching those soldiers with dealers across the United States so that when they transition out of the military, they have a path to move forward.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
So, I actually
have a friend, like, recently met someone who is, like, transitioning out of the military, and, like, reading about, you know, Train and the Trade Warriors, that's something he's experienced, like, finding a job, finding a skill, and all of that. So just the ability to help them once they're ready to, like, get out and they're transitioning out, you already have a way for them to, like, they're matched with a job. And so it just makes it a smoother, easier transition, less stressful. And yeah, well, it's a big deal.
Something that's neat about our program, we have varying levels of time served in our military. So some might have been in service for 4 years, and some might have been for 20 years plus. And one of the instructors, Bill Timberlake, he was retired from the Navy after 20 years. So it's not really a part of the program, but he provides a lot of transition assistance of what life is like as they leave, because there's some very, very big differences that I know nothing about. And so him providing that coaching and counseling, I think, is a really cool thing for our soldiers.
That's awesome. And it sounds like the veterans are paired up with a company before they leave the program. Is that right?
Ideally, yes. But one of the things that we're continuing to do as we build the program is to find HVAC companies that are participating. So Andrew is a part of it from the beginning, but it's new. And sometimes in HVAC, there's a bit of hesitancy as there is something new. And then America is a big place. And so we need lots of dealers in lots of locations so that we are truly serving our soldiers of where they want to go. So we have 300 approximate dealers in the program. But like I said, America's a big place, so we're always looking for more. And we don't just allow every dealer to participate. We have minimum requirements of salary and what these soldiers deserve.
That's awesome. I think that's huge. And Andrew, you hire out of this program, right?
Yeah, we got started with the pilot, the original pilot program. And we were approached. Now, this is when I say we've had a shortage for good employees, at least 5 years running. And to grow the business, to get bigger, to get more of the market, you got to have quality people. And we were approached, and, you know, Crystal said, here's what's going on. Here's what we're doing. You know, you want to be involved? Sure, love to. And we went out, spoke to the first group. Hey, this is Modern Mechanical. This is what we have to offer. And it was new to everybody, and we were just trying to get our feet under ourselves to see, you know, what could potentially this do. And we hired two guys right out of the first class. We gave them set salary, benefits, brought them in here, and trained them both our way of doing things. They each got 4 weeks riding with senior technicians. And after the 4 weeks, both of those gentlemen did a great job and are with us today. And both of them have elevated up from the maintenance side of heating and air conditioning to the service side in less than a year's time. So we're happy about that. And when we saw the progress and opportunity, we went ahead and hired three more out of the next class. And they're here working with us right now. So we have five total Trade Warriors working with Modern Mechanical right now today. We have two more starting. We have one starting in mid-April, and the other one is second or third week of May. He'll be on board. So we really felt like when we saw what this could be, we felt if we supported these folks in the field and we gave them all the tools, what they needed to be successful, they were going to bring to us the intangibles, the things that we look for that I can't teach, we can't teach. Can you come to work, be on time? They want to thrive in a structured environment coming out of the military into the work field. So we've given them that, and then their attention to detail has been tremendous. And then they have a desire to succeed. And that has been a big, big help on our end. And it is really, we're in a strong footing with this program, and we'll continue to use it to grow our business. And you know, the next phase for us will be looking for guys to help grow our commercial department. So this is, in a short period of time for us, it's been very successful. Very hesitant. We had the dealer meeting back in October. They asked me to speak about it, and I told I didn't want to, because I didn't want to let this cat out of the bag until I had enough of our folks. And then, okay, yes. y'all can do what you want. But it's a great thing. The other thing, too, is you're giving back to these men and women that have signed up, been a part of the military. Now we have an opportunity for you. And it's a way to say thank you. And it's also a way to get great employees. They're already vetted. They made it through the military. Hey, we've got a chance for you here. So we've been very, very happy and very proud of this program.
Andrew, do you want to share? I thought a neat story was when Peter started with you, when you had the review challenge with your technicians. So it's not just the technical skills, but Peter came in, what, second or third in the review contest?
Yeah, so we do a little contest, usually about three times a year, for Google reviews. And Pete had been with us for a very short period of time, and he came in second place. And we give a little cash prize, and he's like, do you guys do this all the time? We're like, well, hey, you have to do a really good job, and as long as you continue to do that, you're going to be fine. And he really... Peter has really excelled, and he was our first hire. He's done an amazing job. He just got a brand new van. We bought him a brand new van because you don't know, the first 4 or 5 months, this is all new. You've never done this before. You may not like doing heating and air conditioning as a career, so we didn't invest a new van. But once we realized, you know, that Pete's going to be great, he loves it, he's into it, we got him a new van. So he's loving life. He's got a new van. He's won the review contest the second time around. And that really has given him an opportunity to be successful here.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, he really was a great pickup. And then Dallas came in right behind him, and he's done an amazing job too. You know, when we look at him and we speak to him, we let him know, hey, when you get into this trade, here's what to expect. Right. This is what life is like in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the middle of June, July, and August. You know, attics can be 125 degrees. So you have these conversations, and what you're looking for is the interest that they have. And then when they come in, they say to you, hey, you were right. Gosh, these attics are hot. Yeah, we weren't kidding. And then a lot of them will say, well, Iraq was hot, Afghanistan was hot. You're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, we're not going to have a situation here that you can't overcome.
Absolutely.
To your point, Andrew, we had a soldier. I don't think he went to Modern Mechanical, but he was there in the exit from Afghanistan. And so if you think about the environmental backgrounds, but then the level of stress that a lot of these folks have dealt with. So homeowners can be very stressful. If you think of qualities that soldiers have, the ability to have that ease under fire, I think is a really cool thing that we bring.
Absolutely. We've got a couple of people here at Field Edge that are veterans, and talking to them about just like what they do. Like some of the things that, like, you know, like that I would think was stressful. I've been a civilian my whole life. It's like, well, no one's shooting at me, right? So how bad could it be? Right. I'll call the anchor person. I'll deal with whatever it is. Like, that's awesome. To that end, I'll ask this to both of you guys. What are some characteristics that you guys think make veterans good hires for the trades, HVAC or otherwise?
So the structured environment that they're in is important to transition into the working world. Their attention to detail, their all the intangibles, the being on time, and to them being on time is 20 minutes early and prepared, ready to work, question seekers. That has been a big thing for us, is how inquisitive these folks are in understanding what we're asking them to do, how to get it done. and how to improve on that each time, every time. And then their attitude dealing with the general public. That's what we do. We invade people's houses every day, and they call us and they're frustrated. The heat's broken, the air conditioning's broken. So these that you have to invade somebody's house, a lot of times you're given bad news. It's expensive to repair an air conditioner, a heater, and their ability to handle those situations, handle the customers, and then when they're done, in Peter's case, Dallas's case, get a great review. Hey, they not only did the customer write you a check for the repair, but they gave you a review because you went above and beyond, and that's what we're seeing in all the guys that we've hired. They really are. They're the extra effort that goes into being successful.
I love that, because it's like they have all of those like characteristics, those important characteristics that you want from an employee on the job. So it's just giving that trade and combination of those characteristics. It's amazing. Like it just, they excel. And so to kind of switch on that too, are there similar programs out there to Trade Warriors, and like what makes this program so unique? Because I hear from, you know, we may hear from HVAC companies or even field service companies that are struggling to find good employees, and like speaking of the labor shortage. So obviously you have a group of people who are very skilled, who have great characteristics. So can you speak more on that for us?
Military does have those career transition programs, career skills programs in different areas. I think what makes this unique is, one, the caliber of the training that they get. I can't speak to what they're getting in other groups, really, but I'll say that Right Tech, the training partner we have partnered with, is so good at the hands-on of what the world is going to be like when you get out in it. And I think the offering the options of jobs when they get out of the military, and that it's all at no cost to the soldier. In terms of HVAC programs, I am currently not aware of any that do anything like this, where it's the training and the matching with a dealer once they graduate. But Train Technologies has been exploring that with different organizations. We've talked to the Urban League in North Carolina of what we can do there. So we're looking to expand, and I think what we've built with Trade Warriors is a good start. I think that how we've got it set up, I think there's a lot of potential to expand.
Oh, for sure. Like you were mentioning earlier, like America is huge. It's a huge country, and like people may want to expand and relocate to other places, and I mean, it'd be cool to have something like that here in Texas or just wherever, you know, like everywhere possible.
We are talking to Fort Hood of how we can make that happen in Texas. We've talked to Camp Lejeune. They've actually come and visited us in at Fort Bragg. They have 600 or 700 soldiers that transition out each month, and 70% go to different places in the United States than North Carolina. We've had very beginning conversations potentially at Fort Drum up in New York.
Yes.
So there is a potential to expand. So one of the purposes I want to be on the podcast is to make sure that we're getting more and more dealers interested in the program, because we don't want to expand too quickly where we're training the soldiers and they don't have a place to go. We don't have enough dealers to hire.
For sure.
Absolutely.
You said you have 300-ish dealers right now, right?
300 dealers, yes.
All right. So to help you with your goal, if there are HVAC companies that want to participate in the Trade Warriors program, how do they go about that?
I think the best, we have a link. I'm not certain how we can share a link, but the best way
we can throw it in the show notes for you.
Okay. But I would also highly encourage them to reach out to their account manager or territory manager. They should be aware of the program, and they can provide more details, because it's different, and so people typically have a lot of questions.
Sure. And do you have to be a trained dealer to participate in the program?
Trainer American Standard dealer. I do want to just highlight why we're doing this with the technician shortage. We currently, there's 290,000 HVAC technicians, and today they're short 110,000 HVAC technician jobs are open. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing 23,000 technicians leaving the industry every year. So we're seeing that in 5 years, there's going to be 225,000 unfilled HVAC technician jobs. And if you look at that, that's for every technician that is out there, there's going to be 1.8 jobs. And so Trade Warriors is small, but as we expand, we can get 100 soldiers through per base each year. So it's a drop in the bucket for the overall program, but we really are looking for ways to expand. And two, I think it was you, Becca, or maybe it was you, Andrew, when we said, we say thank you for your service, but this is really us serving our soldiers in gratitude for their service. So it is about the humans. I love our dealers, but I love seeing a soldier who is getting a new lease on life or a new place to go. And we've had we've had soldiers tell me that it's changed their life or it set their family up for success. And they really appreciated the hands-on training part of it. And they just really, I feel like because our training partners are so strong that they come out with just such a sense of gratitude for the program.
In our last podcast, we had like a similar conversation as far as like the labor shortage. So for HVAC specifically, I'm curious, Andrew, what your take is on what's going on there, like why obviously maybe the solution is like hiring military veterans, people who are really wanting to work and get out there. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
It's always been a struggle. And it's been the last 5 years has been very difficult. The demand of service has gone up and the amount of technicians has gone down. Part of that is kids coming out of high school, not knowing what they want to do. Do they get enrolled into tech school? They don't. A lot of kids coming out of school now, look at it, they want to be on the computer, and they grew up in that generation. The phone, all that good stuff, the internet, social media, all that good stuff. Whereas back in my day, long time ago, dinosaurs roamed the earth. We didn't have all that stuff, and I could work with my hands, and I knew, okay, I'll go do a trade. I'll go to trade school, and that's what I did. But we're seeing it start to come back to the tech schools. But there was a good 10-year period where we just weren't getting a whole lot of folks interested. Now, part of that, we have to do our part to make that happen. Crystal stated the amount of technicians we lose every year, we're not backfilling at the rate even remotely close to what it needs to be successful. And, you know, we've hired 7 Trade Warriors and we'll probably hire 6 more in the next 2 years. And we'll be right about where we need to be. We're still behind right now as far as having enough able folks to be able to service our community. So there's a little bit of a trade-off. We do see the tech school numbers have come up the last 2 years. So there is a little bit going on in the high school and tech school level. But Trade Warriors really has filled a need and in a rapid way for us. So I think it's a combination of everything. The other thing too is, you know, do you want to work in the environment we work in, the hot attic, Raleigh? We got crawl spaces where you know, those are interesting places to be.
That's one way to put it.
Working on. So you have these conversations, and you have to be very upfront with who you're trying to hire, bring on board, and train. And again, back with the soldiers, they're like, "Yeah, there's nothing you can throw at us that we haven't seen. This is, you know,
right.
little cross
conditions, right?
No light in there, I'll be fine. Upset customer, no big deal. I we can handle it." So that's been really good for us. But I think that as our jobs grow and the HVAC industry grows, it's going to be up to all of us to get out and kind of let the kids in high school and going to tech school, here's some opportunities for you.
Right.
And the other thing too is when you come out and you come to work and you put in the effort and you grow as a technician or an installer, you know, the place you're working for is going to pay you. We want to pay you. We want to pay you your worth. We want to give you benefits. We want to do everything we can because it is vital to the success of our business. We're only as good as the people we hire and put on board.
My dad was an elevator technician growing up, and like he did really well for himself just being a technician. And I wish more people knew about that stuff. Yeah. Like, we've got one high school around here that pushes it.
I'll tell you, I saw Field Edge at EGIA's Epic last week. Mm-hmm. So I bring that up since Field Edge was there. But EGIA has some programs through their EGIA Foundation that provides tools for HVAC companies to use. You know, they can rinse and repeat and take it to the local community college or to the high schools to help recruit talent to HVAC, but then also to their company.
Yeah, well, I graduated high school in 1989, so that makes me the oldest person here, right now, I believe. But it's funny because I told y'all I was far behind everybody, and I had to, you know, I had to get everybody to help me and show me how to use Field Edge. And, you know, the folks that we're hiring now, they know all this stuff. They click in, they go into, oh, yeah, this is easy. I can do a quote. I can do, and I'm like, how do you know how to do that? Well, they were raised on that. Mm-hmm. I was raised on a typewriter. I mean, that's how we did things. So I've come a long way, but it's funny how you watch how that technology emerges with this new group. And it was so funny because early on we did it all on the phone because we did not invest in iPads because we wanted to make sure that Field Edge was going to work for us. And this year we bought them all iPads and they're like, oh, you've come out of the dark ages. We have and I'm like, oh, I don't,
so
even,
funny.
Know.
Oh,
I
my
don't
gosh.
Even know how all this stuff works. I know it's in the cloud somewhere and if I hit a button, I can get a quote out. And you know, so these folks that we're hiring, they're way more technical than I am. The heating and air part is easy.
That's funny. I think my generation, I'm going to say maybe, we're the last ones. I experienced like the best of both. Like, we were like, we still had TVs with antennas. We didn't have like computers or the internet didn't exist yet. So I kind of like was on the cusp. So yeah, I kind of see the best of both. There's benefits. There's benefits to the old way too. I'm just going to say it's still like concrete stuff that is a good foundation. But just like from everything I've been hearing, it sounds like some of the key is knowing, I guess, who to market to, like who, what employees, what group you want to go out to. So these high schools, would you say like for like service industries or HVAC companies, any trade companies that are struggling to find employees that seeking, like what tips would you have like seeking the right employees, like maybe seeking a non-traditional group of people that you would normally look out for?
I think that you want to be very upfront with what you do, the environment that you work in. And then you want to identify folks that you got to be somewhat mechanically inclined and then, you know, have the ability to work with people. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal of what we do, customers day in and day out. And I wish there was a secret recipe, because if I had it, I wouldn't share it, but there isn't. You're going to find that right individual. And what you'll find in them is they bring the intangibles to the table and then you watch them grow. That's the other thing too. You got to help them grow. And one of the things that we do here, we support them. We've got a great support system. Somebody's always a phone call away if you're having an issue. You got to let them make mistakes too. You have to. They're going to. And I'll reference back to Peter, the first fan motor Peter ever put in here at Modern Mechanical. He wired it wrong. It caught fire. It was amazing. He was so upset. And I was so happy. I'm like, well, you got that out of the way. You won't ever do that again. Because I remember back when my first one that I set on fire. Because I wired it wrong. And I remember how I felt and I thought, wow, well, I want Pete to have a better experience than I did. And we just laughed about it. Now, don't do that again, please. But those are the type of things. You allow them to make mistakes, allow them to grow. you have to coach them on their interaction too. You can't just coach them on heating and air conditioning. You know, you gotta talk to them about how to interact with a homeowner that's upset, a homeowner that has a major repair. You have to fine tune that skill set. And it's a continual thing that you're doing, and supporting them is the biggest thing. And you have to support them, you know, whenever they're out there. Here in the summertime, we can work 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. If they call at 9 o'clock at night, they're calling because they need your help. So you have to be available, and you have to work them through those problems. But, you know, the right person, you'll know. When you get them in the door, we usually figure about 8 weeks. If you've gone through the initial 8 weeks and you're in the crawl space, you're in the attic, you're dealing with the homeowner, you're doing all the things that we do on a daily basis, you're probably going to be successful. Then when you get them to the point where they are successful, then you got to put them on a path. What is your next position here at Modern Mechanical? Where can you go from here? And that career path, then they focus on that new goal and you water them some more and they grow some more and you keep on going like that. And that helps your business every day. And you're doing it one person at a time. And it's not always going to be easy, but you have to support them. And you have to take all the stuff in your head and give it to them and learn as you go. Because that's really the best way. And that's life. I mean, that's life every day.
To your point,
I love that you said
too,
that.
Andrew, I think companies that invest in tools like Field Edge are going to be more desirable for our younger folks, right? They'll, as much as they love you as a dinosaur, Andrew, I'm sure that having access to digital tools that feels more comfortable to them, I think will be beneficial to those dealers that turn that corner.
There's no question about that. In our future, very near future, you will take your iPad and you will plug into the HVAC system. And that will be a game changer. And that's just down the road. And that's about when I should retire. Because then you know that ship has sailed way past me. There's no question about it. But there really is watching these folks merge the technology. You know, they come in here and they're ahead of me by far. Now, I have the ace in my pocket because I know a little bit about heating and air conditioning. But other than that, they come in the door. They got it all figured out. So it's the future is exciting. And if we can get the folks that we need, it's going to be all right. And there's an opportunity to make a really good living. You can look at me. I've never missed a meal doing heating and air conditioning.
That's exactly what my dad says.
And you know what? It's like a trade. Like this, it's important to realize these are trades. I remember when I was growing up, when like me, my sister and I were graduating, she's like, my mom was like, okay, you're either going to college or you're going to go to learn a trade. Because there's some trades you'll always need. Like yeah. I want AC always.
Yeah, especially down here. That's not going away.
So if you pick an industry where it's like, you're always needed, like that's not a bad idea. So absolutely.
HVAC was essential in COVID. It was an essential career.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I love how you spoke about investing in their development as people. I think that's sometimes forgotten. It's like, okay, once you hire them, continue to help them learn and grow as individuals, be there for them, give them a career, like a path, a career to develop and learn and enhance themselves. And like, do you have any like stories from any current employees or new hires on how they benefited and just, or any feedback on how they feel about this program, what it's done for them?
The ones that we've hired have excelled. And it's a mix of everything, the support we've given them, what they've put into it. They really have. To say that I'm happy with it, I'm more than happy with the progress that we've made in a very short period of time. I mean, we have not, we're just hit 1 year since we first hired the first two guys that we hired. and the feedback and the reviews, you know, everything that you told us came to fruition. And it that starts on the front end, open, honest, here's what you're going to be doing. And they've come in and they've excelled, and they've brought the right attitude. And we want to put them on a career path. And I tell them all, when I started out years ago, I never knew that I would be a part owner in a heating and air conditioning company with 105 employees. I never, in my wildest dream. Early on, I struggled to know the difference between a hammer and a wrench. So there was a steep learning curve for me. But as I sit here now, very proud of everybody that works here and these folks that we've hired through Trade Warriors, you get a sense of pride to be able to give back. That's definitely important to us. But there is an opportunity for them, and I want them all one day to be able to own a heating and air conditioning business. I'll encourage them to get their license and do that, because nobody ever said no to me, and I would never say no to them. You always hate to see them go, but you always want to see them successful. So these guys have come in and they've done their part, and we're going to continue to do our part. And you know, hopefully someday they can be on a podcast and tell everybody they never knew they'd have 105 employees, you know, where they started 30 plus years ago. So we're trying to keep that thing going as long as we can.
A lot of people have this idea, picture that millennials are like super young and everything. But specifically with like younger millennials and Gen Z, it's almost expected that you use technology in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Like coming in and being paper in, you know, 2025, I feel like it might start getting harder to recruit if you're not using a tool.
Yeah, I think that's 100% correct, because they grew up on that. It's a big part of what they do. You know, and it's funny because millennials, well, you know, how do you deal with them? And I'm like, hey, they ask a lot of questions, and I love that. Well, the more questions you ask, the better you're going to be. And from my standpoint, they've all been helpful to me because they can help me navigate through my phone, my desktop. They're the ones I turn to. Now, when they have a heating and air conditioning question, they turn to me. So there's a good give and take there. And, you know, I have enough humility in me to know what I don't know. And so I'm not afraid to ask. And I think that's reciprocal when it comes to heating and air conditioning. And that in two is part of success. But yeah, I think everything will be, you will pull up to a house and you will plug in to the heating and air conditioning unit in the computer will tell you what's wrong, and then you'll do the repair. And like I said, when that comes about, I'll be retired.
So. Hopefully you'll be in a good spot by then. You don't have to worry.
Somewhere in Florida, hopefully.
Maybe down on Santa. Yeah. Stay, you know, I'm not, I don't want to name drop Florida, any specific businesses Hawaii. Down here that I might shy away from, Crystal, but outside of hiring like veterans and stuff, right. Becca said something earlier about non-traditional employees. So, I don't know that there's any programs or anything out there for it, but like second chance employees or employees that have like come from like a prison, or they've got marks on their background check. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
Yeah. You know, we are all for that. And you do get individuals that will come in, will have some stuff on their record. As long as that individual comes in and is upfront with us about what took place, what they've done to correct it, you know, we'll hire them. We'll give them a chance, because here's the thing. That may be the best employee you ever hired. You don't know it. But if you just close a blind eye and say, hey, I want no part of that, then you're closing doors of opportunity for your business. So we don't particularly look at that as a downside. We just look at it, hey, where are you going to go from here? If this opportunity, if we give it to you, where are you going to go? What are you going to do with it? And again, that upfront approach is what you want with that. Open, honest, what expectations are, what we can do, what we can't do, and then what's expected of that individual you know, with the opportunity that we give them.
There's a school that's going to be opening in Charlotte called Aspire HVAC, and they are, it's not just a trade schools, but HVAC is one of their components in their school. They'll have culinary, they have some IT stuff, but really trying to target some of those communities before that's the path that they think they have to take.
That's why I feel like we need to have these programs back in the schools like they used to be in the old days, mm-hmm. because yeah. it gave these kids something to focus on, to put their energy towards, instead of taking an alternate route that might not be so successful for them. So, yeah.
And if they see a path that. To success and supporting their family, it can impact
right.
the choices that they make in the future.
Again, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth and I was in high school, you know, we were in shop.
Yeah. Shop class, right?
We were knee deep into a car that we knew nothing about, and hopefully we could put it back together when we were done.
For sure. I think it's awesome that you guys are in those communities, and man, I wish that, like I said, we talked about it earlier, but like back in my day, like knowing that there was that third path of the trades that was there is mm-hmm. that's huge. That opens so many doors for so many people. Andrew, would you say it's fair that if you run an HVAC business, you should probably get going with the Trade Warriors program?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the thing about it is, we as owners, as companies, we've complained enough, and Train stepped up to the plate and said, okay, we'll do something about it, and now you need to participate in it. And you know, I would recommend it, and it's been very successful for us in a short period of time. And you know, this is going to be an avenue how we're going to grow our service department, our installation department, our commercial department. And we are fully on board, and, you know, our commitment is to continue to hire.
And with that, with Trade Warriors, like HVAC companies taking part of that, it sounds like there's another component of like coming into the current time we're in using software, like you use Field Edge as your software tool. So other things like that, and just, we say, rethinking how we like promote employees, how we develop people, hiring, pay, all those things like that go into it as well. It's just like, okay, we've got to like bring on some new ideas.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the thing about it is you need to listen to the folks you work with, and their input matters. Just because I'm the owner has a very small percentage. We need everybody's input. And you know, even when we converted to Field Edge, here it was a topic of discussion for well over a year. And
included your employees in that as well?
Everybody was part of it. They all said we did it because they had terrible handwriting. And you know, if you've seen a service invoice, it's not as detailed as you would like it to be. But you know, we brought everybody in, we got thoughts, and then it took us a good 6 months to commit before, you know, we exhausted every question about, you know, good, bad, ugly, you know, and when we converted over, we were scared to death. And the folks in the field were the best because they were already tech savvy. And from our standpoint in the office, hey, it isn't that bad. And then the invoices look good, and then the spelling is correct, and then wow, all these great things have come from. So it really has, it came from the input of the people that we work with, and they don't work for me, they work with me, and I try to work with them, and we try to look at it from that aspect, and we try to have a dose of humility here as much as we can, because it makes us all get along a whole lot better when we do that. But it was a process, and you know, we've thoroughly enjoyed it. Trade Warriors has done wonders for us, as is Field Edge. And you know, they're slowly dragging me out of the 80s. They took my player out of my truck the other day, upgraded me to CDs, and somebody said some kind of AirPod things, and
get
some kind of iTunes account. So it's slowly coming out of the dark ages, little by little.
I want to latch on to what you were talking about just communicating with your team about the transition. I did implementations here at Field Edge for a while, and man, that is, I think, one of the biggest indicators as to whether or not your transition to a software is going to be successful is the involvement mm-hmm. that you have with your team from the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, that is huge.
It is big, because we knew what we were doing, but we didn't know what we were doing. When it happens, it's done. You're there. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we had great meetings each day. And then after about a week, you know, we're like, okay, we're in good shape. And then now we got questions or something pops up. It's no big deal. I can update my pricing, which has been a huge thing for me, especially through COVID, with the pricing continually changing. And that's great.
Yeah. All over the place.
It was a big deal where, you know, back in the day, it was a flat rate book. You had to reprint it. You had to do all this other stuff to get it out. And now I can go in, click of a button, and it's updated. Yeah. So, you know, it is. And everybody bought into it. And it does. It takes a huge team effort, but that's with everything that you do every day. For Modern Mechanical to be successful, we got to be on the same page, and we got to be all rowing in the right direction. And it is. It takes a true team effort. And you know, when you're done at the end of the day, you look back and hey, we accomplished something, and we'll start it again tomorrow.
What's your favorite? What are your favorite features of Field Edge, or what's been like the one biggest game changer for Field Edge with you guys?
For me personally, is the quotes. Mm-hmm. I do tons of quotes all day long. People calling in, and I can go in there, pull it from our price book, or I can do a made up quote from miscellaneous. Absolutely love that. And then the reporting from my aspect, to be able to click it. You know, I can click, you know, technician Pete, hey, what did he do this week? And I can run mm-hmm. that report. The dispatch loves it. Our dispatchers love it. They love the board. They love the setup. The trucks, when you see the truck in transit, all those things in real time has been a big deal for us dispatching. And we've become more efficient and we've become more accurate. So. But for me, really, the quote, which is probably simple for everybody else, but for me to have to write a quote or type up a quote, wow, that's nice. I just click in there. I can upload the cool front number, and there it is. There's a repair, email it off, and I'm on to the rest of my day.
You're talking about, like, the estimating, and, like, I work on the service autopilot side. I think we've had some companies that actually, but I've worked with it, have both Field Edge and Service Autopilot together. Mm-hmm. But all those processes, we similarly have, like, estimating, dispatching, and all of that. It makes a huge deal, or, like, impact on your efficiency and how fast you can get work done, and just, like, your reporting. So I'm glad to hear Field Edge has been such a great solution for your business.
We are working with Field Edge, and we have our leads from our company websites integrated, so that you don't have to go to multiple platforms to receive the leads. So form and phone leads are integrated into Field Edge platforms, and then we'll be starting beta testing on some of our product data information in 2023, as well as automated pricing. So lots of work that
technology
is working with our dealers and Field Edge to make your life easier above and beyond solving for the technician shortage.
Nice. Ooh, we got some insider stuff. Yeah, I like it.
For sure.
So more to come. I'll do another podcast when we've got those
rolling. Awesome. Oh, I love it.
Well, Crystal, Andrew, I just want to thank you all. We're at the end here, but thank you so much for being guests on the Profit Roadmap podcast with us. So people want to learn more about you, train trade warriors, where can they find you?
I am Crystal Hyman. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can also email me at my obnoxiously long email of crystal.hyman@traintechnologies.com. If you're currently a Train or American Standard dealer, you can always reach out to your account manager.
I'll say this. If you want to find me, Modern Mechanical Raleigh it'll get you right to me. And anybody out there listening that would love to reach out to me and speak about the Trade Warriors program, just call, and I actually pick up the phone. So we'll be happy to do that. We appreciate y'all's time today. This was fun. I had a good time.
Yes, glad to have
thanks
you.
For having us.
But everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Profit Roadmap. And remember, you can listen to this show on all major streaming platforms, including Apple, YouTube, Spotify, and more. Be sure to visit our show notes. We'll have all of the information where you can find Crystal and Andrew, their social media. You can visit that at serviceautopilot.com/podcast to get the links to all the topics we covered today. And if you've got any questions, recommendations on guests that you would like us to interview, speak with, or you want to be on the show, email us at profitroadmap@exploretechnologies. I'm going to spell that xplorechnologies.com. If you enjoyed today's show, please tell a friend.